different women from different countries. So, pasuk starts like this. V'amelech Shloimoi ohav noshim nochriyos rabbis. Shloim HaMelech, he loved the woman from the nochriyos, the goyish woman, v'esbas paray, Moyavios, Ammonios, Adomios, Sidonios, Chitios. These are all the countries that Shlomo HaMelech married women from these countries. From all of these countries he married women. Pasuk says, Min ha-goyim asher ma-ashem al b'nei Yisrael yisavoyu b'hem, v'hem lo yovoyu b'chem, b'hem davak Shlomo HaMelech. Very difficult pasuk, psukim. When we read this through, we see that Shlomo HaMelech seemed to marry women that he wasn't allowed to marry. So the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Hei, Yerushalmi actually brings down different Amiroyim, whether Bechlau Shlomo HaMelech did an Averi here, Bechlau. Yerushalmi reads like this, Rav Shimba Yechai, Omar Ohav Liznus. When it says in the Pasuk, he loved them, it's Pshutik HaMashmoy, he loved these women. He wanted to be with them, wanted to marry them. He loved these women. Chananya ben Achir Bishua Emel, also the same thing. This is Chatimba. Reb Yosi Emel, L'moishchon L'divrei Torah, U'l'kalvon Tachas Kanfei Hashchin. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be Mekar of these women and to bring them closer to Hashem. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So it sounds like there's a machlekes in Yerushalmi whether Shlomo HaMelech's kavona was good, whether it was right or wrong is the next step, whether it was a good kavona or not a good kavona. So you have to understand, as we've learned many, many times, no matter how many times we repeat it, it's not enough. And that is that we have to understand that when we read about people like Shlomo HaMelech, we read about Shlomo HaMelech, we read about Tzadikim, Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech, Bnei Eli. So Chazal already tell us that we don't know what we're reading. What does it mean? It means, number one, a lot of times it's not a chet at all. It sounds like a chet, it's not a chet. Sometimes it's a shtickle chet. But whatever the chet is, you have to understand that it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. If you would learn that way, you'll find yourself going through many, many sugyas in Tanakh where you will say to yourself, I would never do such a thing. Anytime you say to yourself, I would never do such a thing, don't be a fool to think Shlomo HaMelech would do such a thing. Shaul HaMelech would do such a thing. David HaMelech would do such a thing. These are tzaddikim of the highest order. The highest order. So if you read it and you go, that's something I wouldn't do, well, they definitely wouldn't do it. It's not even something we can understand. The chilek and madrege from us to them is not even something we can understand. That's how big it is. That's how big it is. Imagine if I told you that one of the gedalim that you heard about in your lifetime said married the goyish woman. You think I lost my mind? You think I lost my mind? If I told you, you know, one of the gedalim that you heard of, you have pictures of him in your living room with mamish, one of the gedalim hador, he married a goyish woman for the wrong reasons. You say, I don't know what I'm talking. I've lost it. I should be sent to a doctor, to a psychiatrist to be evaluated, if I would say such a thing. So that's what you have to understand. And when we go through these parshiyos, of course, some in the Yerushalmi here in Sanhedrin are telling us, Taka was mamish l'shem shamayim. What you have to understand is that even the man da'omar who says it wasn't l'shem shamayim, for sure, Shlomo HaMelech had a rationale. It could be he had a motive. He's a mensch. He's a human being. Could be he had a motive of Shaloi Lishma, but there was definitely a rationale. So the way I learned the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin is that everybody agrees that if you would have gone over to Shloima Melch said, excuse me, Shloima, why did you marry these women? He would have said, Kedei L'Kavon, Makar of them, to be Mashpi on the world. Whatever his Kavona would have been, he would have explained it to you. He wouldn't have gone, oh, you got me. Guess I shouldn't have done it. That's not what he would have. He had a cheshbon. That you have to understand. So according to one man, Dama here, it was a wholesome cheshbon. Cheshbon was mamish. L'Kavon, that was the only cheshbon. If that's the cheshbon, so how do we read the Hemshech HaPosuk? It says, Vayiloi Noshim, he had these women, rabbis, ve'ez bas pari. It puts bas pari in her own category, ve'ez bas pari. It already says, v'hamelech shloimai o'av noshim nachriyos rabbis. It already says it. Why does it add ve'ez bas pari? So Chazal tell us, why does it say ve'ez bas pari? So Rashi says right here on the spot, af him in anachriyos. She's also one of the Nachriyas. What's the Chiddush? So Chazal say, Elo shehoyso chaviva olav mikulam. She was beloved to him more. And this is also found in the Sifri, Parshas Ekev, that for some reason, Bas Pari is the one he liked the most. Now, if the whole thing was L'shem Shemayim, so what's the Torah telling us he liked her the most? It wasn't for liking. That's not why he married them, Bechla. I thought he married them Kedei L'Kavon, to bring them close to Achas Kanfei Hashchina, to be Megayer them, to be Mekar of them, whatever it means. We don't look for Gael. This is what he did. So then, what was the point? Why would we say Bas Pari was the most? You're not doing it for that reason. If he was doing it because he loved these women, he wanted to marry them, makes sense to say, so this one he liked this much, this one he liked that much. Bas Pari was his favorite. But there was no favoritism here because that wasn't the reason why he was marrying them, Bechla. According to this man, Dominir Yerushalmi, he had no interest to marry them. So what's going on? What's a pshata? This is a big pal. So I'm going to read you one other Chazal, and we'll see what the Olam has to say. This Chazal is going on the next pasuk. Vayila Eizik Nusay, who Eizik Nashloime, when he got older, Hitu Noshav Eslavoy. These women succeeded in being mashpi on him negatively. He wasn't the same like his father, though. He got affected by these wives. These different wives that he had, they had an influence on him. When he got older, which alone is a pell. Because normally you say that a person's main Yetzirah is when he's young. Especially Yetzirah for Avas Noshim, for Arayas, this is when you're younger. As you get older, that Yetzirah goes away. And it gets weakened. Zich, a person gets much older, gets much weaker. There's even a shaila in the Poskim, at a specific age, a man gets very, very old, and incapable, sick, and weakly, that there may not even be an Isser of Yichud. The Evan Ezer, in Shulchan Aruch, has a shaila, whether an incapacitated man, an old, incapacitated man, whether there's an Isser Yichud. So here it's strange. Kizikna Shloimoi, then it was Hitu Noshim Eslavaba. Should be Fakir. So we'll see what that is, but that's a separate thing. It says, and therefore Loihoya, his heart wasn't complete with Hashem like David. Again, if you're Medayik, you see, she was still a tzaddik. It wasn't Kilvav David. It wasn't on the same level of as his father. Comes the Medrash Rabbe. The Medrash Rabbe says as follows in Shmois Rabbe, Parshavov. Medrash Rabbe says like this. When Shlomo HaMelech married all of these women, also Yud Shebiyar Bev Nishpat Chalifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud in the Pasuk, Lo Yarbe, came to Hashem. Said, what's going to be? Shlomo HaMelech's not keeping the Torah. Pomer Rabbeinu Lomer, Lo Yikein Emarte Neis Petele Menate, Hare Shlomo Oimeid, Umevate Lois, Shlomo is being Mevate Me, the Yud. V'shem ha'ayom yibotol ha'isacha ha'asulumocha ha'acheres ha'ashut yibotol kol ha'teruko. So the Yud came with a taina. The Yud in Lo Yarbe came to a taina to Hashem and said that I'm going to be botol. The Yud is Lo Yarbe is going to be botol. And the Yud said, if I'm going to be botol, who knows what's going to happen with the rest of the Torah? Ask many of the Mefarshim, why did Dafka the Yud come to Hashem? The whole Yarbe. The Yud, the Reish, the Beis, the Hey, Noshim, Nun, Shin, Nochamol Yud, Mem. There's plenty of Oisius here. Only the Yud came. Why only the Yud? If you look in Chazal, it says that the Yud was Nishtatach. Dafka the Yud came. Why Dafka the Yud? This is a famous Kasha. So, I'll tell you a teretz that we can answer, and it answers the whole idea of Shlomo HaMelech and what his cheshbon was and what's going on here. The Yud, you could say, is like this. Rav Ginsburg, the Musa HaNavim, Zichron Tzadik Livracha, brings down the famous Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, that when Hashem created the world, He created it with two letters. When Hashem created the world, He used two letters, Yud and a Hey. As I state in the Gemara Menachos Chof Tes Amud Beis, the Olam Hazeh He created with a Hey, and the Olam Haba, the world of Ruchnius, He created with a Yud. Those were the two letters that Hashem created the world with. The Ruchnius part of the world was a Yud. The Gashmi is part of the world, the Olam Haza of the world was created with that. So now we can say everything is very important. The truth is that Shlomo HaMelech had a Gevaldik Kavona, as we explained many times. He wanted to be Mashpia on the whole world. Shlomo HaMelech was Taka from the kings that was Molach Bekipa. He was a global king. One of the tainus they have today on the President of the United States is that he's taking a back seat. He's not taking a leadership role. He's not taking a role where the world looks at him like he's not leading. He's not leading the fight. The King of Jordan, who just lost one of his pilots, got burnt by those behemoths, the ISIS terrorists, he's taking a leadership role. But our President, they're going to choose gum. Schlepzach. So one of the tainus they have is, the United States of America is a superpower. You have to know who you are. You can't be passive. It's your responsibility. But under this president, the country went into regression. That means they're not taking up a leadership role. They're going backwards. In the world stage. Shlomo HaMelech Lahavdul, he was the global king. He was the one that was supposed to mashpia, he's supposed to influence the world. So Shlomo HaMelech held, how can he influence the whole world in the most effective way? If he marries into all these different kingdoms, right? And he strengthens his kingdom. After all, he's a mechutin with all the kings. Then his influence will be global. In a positive way, in Ruchnius wise. It will be global. That could be what the Yerushalmi means, L'kal v'n l'ter, Geirus. His ultimate goal was that all the nations of the world should have a chshivas for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he thought he could accomplish this by marrying them. And there's no doubt that if you would have asked Shlomo HaMelech, that's what he would have said. That's why I'm doing. I'm doing it for that purpose. That's what he would have said. Again, there's machlokes Yishalmi, whether it was 100% Lashma or not, but that's what he would have said. Now we understand the whole thing. Why? When the Pasuk says, Lo yar beloy noshim, it says you shouldn't have a lot of wives. It says, Lo yar beloy. What does loy mean? For him. Right? The king is allowed to have a lot of chariots. He's have a lot of horses. Lo yar beloy susim. The king is not supposed to have his own personal collection. Horse collection for himself. Whatever the country needs to strengthen the country, of course he can have. He can have tens of thousands of horses. He can't have for himself. Lo yar beloy susim. And that's takad halach. That the king can have many, many horses. There's no limit. Today we have tanks in the place of what they used to have. You can have as many tanks as you want. You could have cruise ships and missiles and whatever you want. Whatever you need for the country, you can have. Lo yar beloy. The king is not supposed to make for himself. To build his own. You know, they had in the president of Egypt, Mubarak, he's no longer the president. But he had unbelievable personal wealth. They showed shortly after he got captured. He got taken down by his own country. But then he was in prison. They took pictures of his suit. Listen to this. They took a picture of his suit. Here you have a country there. The country was starving. Yeah. He had a suit. He used to wear a pinstripe suit. And they took a picture of the suit. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you what it said. And they found that this was a handmade suit. But not only was a handmade, custom tailored suit, it cost over $25,000 for the suit. Imagine a guy in yeshiva tells you, well, this is very nice. How much you spend? 25 grand. Cost over $25,000 for the suit. Could you imagine? What's pshat? What could it be made out of already? Gold? I mean, it was material. It was a suit made out of material. It was $25,000 because the lines on the suit, the pinstripe, they blew it up. It was Hosni Mubarak. The whole suit was made with his own name. The whole pinstripe was custom sewn. Hosni Mubarak, Hosni Mubarak, Hosni Mubarak. Nochamal, 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 nochamal. Ad sheyit seimei apchem. That was the whole suit. Could you imagine? It'd be a tzchak. Such a yetzahara. That the president has such a yetzahara. It's not even something that anybody else could even see. But he knew he's walking around with his pinstripe suit. It's not some white lines. Those lines say my name again and again and again and again and again. I'll tell you the truth. When I read this, I couldn't even associate with the yetzahara. If they told me, Hosni Mubarak, Trump has a plane, he has his name on it. Donald Trump has such a minig ovis that anything he has to have his name. The Trump Plaza, the Trump Towers, the Trump plane, the Trump. Everything is Trump. But at least you see it. I understand. So he's on a jet, and the jet has in big letters, Trump. At least I hear the Yetzer Hara. Here, nobody could even see it. In this article, they blew up the lines like huge. They made each pinstripe look like the lines on the stylus. That's how wide they made it. Wide lines. And you were able to see, but nobody could. But he knew that he's wearing $25,000 suit that has his name in every chelik of that suit coming out of the kishkes. That's lo yar beloy. That's called having for yourself. That Shloima HaMelech lahavdil bein atomei ubein ator. Shloima HaMelech wasn't loy. He had a cheshb. He felt it was a cheshb. So it wasn't lo yar beloy nashim. Memele, we could say like this. The pasuk of Lo Yarbe couldn't come to complain. I asked, why just the Yud come? Because the truth is, the Lo Yarbe Lo Yinoshim couldn't come to complain because it wasn't Yarbe Loi. Couldn't come to complain. What happened was, the Yud came. Why did the Yud come? Because this is a very gray area. You're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it for yourself. Who are you doing it for? It's very different than having a lot of horses. If you have a lot of horses and you're using them in the wars, so it's clear. The horse is made not for you, for the country. Okay? Everybody knows if a country gets a lot of tanks, it's not for the king. The tanks are there to help fight wars. Everybody understands that. Nobody has a shiloh. It's bullshit. Yeah? But when you have a lot of wives, where do you draw the line? You're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for... It's a gray area. It's a gray area. Memele, the Yud came with a tain and the Yud said, my job is Olam Habo, is Ruchnius. If you can allow everybody to make their own decision, and they could say, oh, I'm doing it Lishma. I'm doing this really not for myself. Then the whole Ruchnius Gashmius system is going to become mixed up like one big challenge. It's going to become bogged. Because what do you do with a king that's not like Shlomo HaMelech? And he's marrying these wives for himself. He's Yarbe Loi Noshim. That's why only the Yud came. Because only the Yud was able to say, I'm going to become bogged. The Ruchnius is going to become bogged. The whole Yarbe Loi couldn't come because Lamaisa, he wasn't going against the whole pasuk. And that explains the whole thing. And that's the way you have to understand the whole Ishtalshalos, the way this whole thing unwrapped, right? And unraveled was that Shlomo HaMelech was doing this for Klal Yisrael's purpose. Wasn't doing it for his own purpose. And that's why, Lefi Daitoi, he wasn't over the whole lav of L'Yarbo L'Enosh. Okay. One question, which is Bas Paroi, why was Oiso Ohav? But according to what we said, it's very geschmack. Because if the whole reason why Shlomo Melech married these women was in order to have global influence, to be Machshav Hashem, the most powerful country was the Egyptian country. So he had the most potential to be Malbe Kovet Shemayim through Bas Paroi. And since that was his cheshbon, memeleva oisa ahat. Shkeichu.